The dietary patterns with the strongest association with reducing the risk of Alzheimer's are whole food, plant-based diets. Whole foods are foods that are closest to their natural form rather than processed. Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Sharon Berquist, host of The Whole Health Cure, the podcast for people who want trustworthy, science-based information for using nutrition and lifestyle habits to become their healthiest and best selves. Today, I want to talk about a question that comes up a lot in my practice, which is how to prevent and reduce your chances of Alzheimer's disease and improve your overall brain health. First, yes, there is a lot you can do. Even if you have a family member with Alzheimer's or carry a gene that increases your risk. And you can do it mostly through the simple power of using your lifestyle. By that, I mean simple steps, such as the foods that you eat, the relationships you create, and getting adequate sleep. There are, in fact, a tremendous number of studies showing lifestyle factors improve brain health. Brain health encompassing your mood, sleep, cognitive function, and dementia risk. I'm going to delve into one of those areas today, which is nutrition. I want to acknowledge that for people who have a family member to go through the stages of Alzheimer's, it's hard on so many levels, such as the toll on caregiving and watching someone you love decline. So it's natural to want to do everything you can to prevent and delay getting it. I have a special interest in brain health because for the past 7 years, I've been working with an amazing team of scientists in our brain health department on a National Institute of Health-supported study called the Emory Healthy Brain Study, where we're working to find earlier ways of detecting Alzheimer's dementia and on finding new treatments for the disease. We're making strides, and I want to make a big shout out to the thousands of participants that are helping us change the future of this devastating disease. So what happens in the brain of people who develop Alzheimer's? What we know is that the characteristic changes in the brain of people with Alzheimer's are abnormal accumulations of plaques of the protein amyloid and tangles of the protein tau. These changes start to happen decades before a person gets the first sign of memory loss. Amazingly, not all people with these hallmark changes go on to develop Alzheimer's. So lifestyle and other ways our body interacts with our environment significantly affect the way we age. Since there are decades from the first signs of these changes in the brain until the symptoms associated with Alzheimer's develop, we have a long time window for making changes. Our habits and behaviors affect every stage of this disease. It's never too late to start, and the longer we do the things that help our brain, the more we benefit. You may be wondering, how does diet work? How do foods affect brain changes associated with Alzheimer's? Your diet interacts with several processes that are implicated in developing Alzheimer's. Some of these processes include oxidative stress, neuroinflammation, changes in the lining of blood vessels that affect blood flow, and disruption of the gut-brain communication. Besides directly affecting on these processes, food can indirectly improve your daily thinking and the risk of Alzheimer's by affecting your cholesterol, blood sugar, and blood pressure, since we know that hypertension, dyslipidemia, and diabetes are all associated with the risk of Alzheimer's. So let's drill down on diet. What foods should you eat and how much? I need to dispel a big myth. There is not one superfood or supplement that will prevent or slow the progression of Alzheimer's. Your overall dietary pattern is what matters. By dietary pattern, I mean the general theme of the types of foods you eat. No single food will make up for a low-quality dietary pattern. The dietary patterns with the strongest association with reducing the risk of Alzheimer's are whole food, plant-based diets. Whole foods are foods that are closest to their natural form rather than processed. For example, a potato rather than a potato chip, or fruit rather than fruit roll-up. And a plant-based food can be fruit, vegetable, legume, whole grain, nut, seed, or spice. In a 2015 study, researchers looked at three dietary patterns in the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease: the Mediterranean diet, the dietary approaches to stop hypertension, or DASH diet, and a hybrid of the two called the Mediterranean DASH intervention for neurodegenerative delay, or the MIND diet. They placed over 900 participants who were mid to late life on one of these three diets and followed them an average of 4.5 years. those who most strongly followed the Mediterranean diet had a 54% reduction in the risk of Alzheimer's. Those that followed the DASH diet had a 39% reduction, and those that followed the MIND diet had a 53% reduction, all very significant. If we look closely at these diets, all of them are plant-based, but there's some variations. What they all have in common is that they're high in vegetable, leafy greens, nuts, fruit, whole grains, and we know that these are protective. And they're low in red meat and sweets, which we know can increase your risk. But they vary with regards to poultry, fish, olive oil, dairy, and wine. And less is clear about the role of these dietary components. Let's go from dietary patterns to what that means for you. What should you eat every day to get the most protection from food for your brain health? I've taken the information from studies on these diets and serving size recommendations from the Dietary Guidelines for America to give you a list of the 7 foods you should eat every day. The first on the list is green leafy vegetables. I would recommend 3 servings a day. A serving is a cup raw or half a cup cooked. Leafy greens are king because of their high antioxidant capacity. The imbalance between oxidative damage caused by free radicals, antioxidant defenses, significantly contributes to the start and progression of Alzheimer's. Oxidative damage can impair activity in synapses, which are the parts of the brain cells that communicate information. Oxidative damage can also lead to death of brain cells or neurons. Leafy greens, as well as other vegetables, citrus fruits, nuts, red wine, berries, and olive oil, all provide large amounts of vitamins that can build your antioxidant defenses and build and/or repair the damage caused by free radicals. An interesting note is that antioxidants are thought to be in pigments that give fruits and vegetables their skin color, which is why you want to eat the colors of the rainbow and why you shouldn't peel your fruits and vegetables. Among all the different types of vegetables, green leafy vegetables have been shown to have the strongest protection against cognitive decline. In a study of 960 people from the Memory and Aging Project study, the rate of decline among those who consumed 1 to 2 servings per day was the equivalent of being 11 years younger compared to those who rarely consumed green leafy vegetables. And these studies will be included in the show notes. Number 2 on my top 7 list is cruciferous vegetables. A serving is half a cup, and you should get at least 1 a day, ideally 3 servings for brain health. Cruciferous vegetables include broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage. And they get their name from having a cross-shaped appearance if you slice them down the middle. They contain a potent antioxidant called sulforaphane, which has been shown to have brain protective effects. Another type of phytochemical found in cruciferous vegetables called isothiocyanates have also been shown to protect the brain against cognitive decline and decline towards dementia. Number 3 on the list is berries and fruit. You should get at least half a cup of berries or 1 piece of fruit a day. Berries have the highest nutrient density among fruit. Nutrient density is a concentration of nutrients per calorie or weight. Berries also have nearly 8 times the antioxidant capacity of other fruit. Blueberries, blackberries, strawberries are particularly enriched in phytonutrients or plant nutrients that can prevent inflammation in the brain and oxidative stress. A unique characteristic of berries is the high content of the phytochemical family called flavonoids. Among berries, blueberries have gotten the spotlight as they've been shown to improve memory and reduce age-related cognitive changes. In one study, blueberries were found to improve clearance of beta amyloid by the brain's immune system, and if you recall, beta amyloid is one of the hallmark changes in Alzheimer's. Other fruits, such as grapes and pomegranates, are also beneficial. They have other protective phytonutrients, such as resveratrol, and minerals such as potassium and magnesium, which can improve blood pressure and reduce the risk of dementia. Number 4 of the top 7 foods you should aim to eat every day for brain health are legumes. Legumes include beans, peas, lentils, and soybeans. I think they're a magic food. They're high in fiber and protein and low in fat. A serving size is half a cup, and you should aim to eat legumes at least 3 times a week and up to 3 servings a day. I'm going to talk about legumes and whole grains, which is next on the list, together because they're high fiber foods and both reduce the risk of Alzheimer's through gut bacteria. For whole grains, a serving size is half a cup and you want to eat 3 servings a day. The reason they both make the list for brain health is because of the gut-brain communication. The human gut includes approximately 100 trillion microbes belonging to hundreds of different species that play a crucial role in our health. Part of the way they play a role in brain health is through producing and releasing vitamins like folate and B12, amino acids such as tryptophan, and short-chain fatty acids, which are byproducts of fermentation, which is the way gut bacteria break down fiber. A healthy gut bacterial composition is also fundamental for metabolizing phytonutrients and other nutrients, which have to get transformed to become active compounds in order to have beneficial effects on the brain. The composition of your gut bacteria is dynamic, and it can be shaped by many factors, including diet. The Mediterranean diet, which is rich in plant-based foods, fibers, and monounsaturated fats, is considered the gold standard for gut health because it helps diversity of gut bacteria. Gut bacteria feed on fiber, which helps them proliferate. The more types of fiber you eat from different plant food, the more diversified your gut bacteria. Conversely, the typical Western diet is low in fiber and high in animal protein and saturated fat. And it's associated with a negative change in gut bacterial composition called dysbiosis. Dysbiosis can lead to, quote, leaky and inflamed gut. Because 70% of your immune system is in the gut, dysbiosis can cause inflammation in other parts of your body, including the brain. By amplifying inflammation in the brain, dysbiosis can accelerate the process that leads to Alzheimer's. In animal studies, gut dysbiosis may also contribute to dementia by reducing the amount of a brain growth factor called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, and its action in the area of the brain hit hardest by Alzheimer's called the hippocampus. Soy-based foods are a type of legume that I get asked about a lot, and the particular interest in soy is based on some epidemiological studies that have shown that postmenopausal women using estrogen replacement have a lower risk of developing Alzheimer's than women who do not. Soybeans are enriched in isoflavones, which are a phytochemical known to have weak estrogen-like activity. I do recommend including soybeans because studies show that they may be protective against postmenopausal changes in the brain that lead to Alzheimer's. Number 6 on the list are nuts and seeds. You want to get a quarter cup, which is a handful, or 2 tablespoons of nut butter. And not more, because nuts and seeds can be fattening. Nuts and seeds are important because of their mix of good fats, which are unsaturated, relative to harmful fats, which include many of the saturated fats. The way dietary fat balance may contribute to brain health is through inflammation controlled by the brain's immune system. The brain has immune cells called microglia that are essential for cleaning up damaged particles, some of the plaque deposits that form early in Alzheimer's, as well as infections. When there's inflammation in the brain, these immune cells don't work properly, and there's chronic inflammation, which boosts forming deposits of amyloid proteins that are linked to Alzheimer's. Walnuts are particularly high in polyunsaturated fatty acids, but you don't have to stick with walnuts. All nuts are good for brain health. In a study published in the Archives of Neurology comparing the ratio of polyunsaturated to saturated fat intake in over 800 participants who were 65 and older, they found that people with the highest versus lowest ratio of polyunsaturated to saturated fat had a 70% reduction in their risk of Alzheimer's over nearly 4 years. Number 7 on the daily 7 is herbs and spices. Herbs and spices top the list of foods with the highest antioxidant content. By weight, their antioxidant content is 10 times higher than that of fruits and vegetables. For example, curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric, has potent anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. In animal studies, a metabolite of curcumin has been found to protect against the damage and toxicity from beta amyloid by reducing oxidative damage. Other spices have similar benefits, so adding garlic, oregano, basil, rosemary, and many others can be a part of your defense. Some bonuses you can also include in your diet are tea and cocoa. Tea and cocoa are abundant in catechins, which are another type of phytonutrient with very potent antioxidant properties. Catechins belong to the flavonoid family of phytonutrients, similar to many fruits and vegetables. Flavonoid-rich foods are associated with better functioning of the endothelium, which is the lining of your blood vessels, which leads to better blood flow and therefore survival of your brain cells. For example, the flavonoids contained in cocoa powder, mainly epicatechin, act directly on the endothelium of brain vessels to enhance nitric oxide, which is a potent vasodilator. And as it dilates blood vessels, it helps increase blood flow to the brain. All teas do this. Green, white, black, oolong. So if you like tea, try to have a cup a day. I want to add that just as important to get your servings of the daily 7 for brain health is to avoid foods that can harm your brain health and increase your risk of dementia. There are 4 main food categories you should avoid. The first is red meat. Red meat is high in saturated fat. One of the ways saturated fat can increase the risk of Alzheimer's is through insulin resistance. Let me explain a little bit more about that connection. Evidence is accumulating that Alzheimer's disease is a metabolic disease. By that I mean a disease of how the brain responds to insulin, utilizes glucose, and metabolizes energy. Alzheimer's disease may be a form of diabetes of the brain. The brains of patients with Alzheimer's disease show both insulin resistance, the primary problem in type 2 diabetes, and insulin deficiency, the primary problem in type 1 diabetes. Studies have shown that even very early in Alzheimer's disease, either prior to or coincident with memory changes, the brain loses its ability to metabolize sugar efficiently. For the brain, which relies on glucose as its primary fuel, a drop in glucose can be detrimental. Insulin is equally important because it helps the brain uptake glucose from the blood and metabolizes it for energy. If a brain becomes insulin resistant, its ability to uptake and utilize glucose becomes impaired. Simply put, the brain starves. Downstream, a cascade of events occur. Starvation causes oxidative stress, which, as I've mentioned, is an imbalance between damaging reactive oxygen species relative to the brain's antioxidant defenses, as well as neuroinflammation. This damage, in turn, worsens insulin resistance. Along the way, mitochondria inside brain cells, which are the energy powerhouses that make energy in the form of ATP, get damaged. The very structure of the brain gets altered as formation and accumulation of tangles of tau protein and of insoluble amyloid plaques accelerates. Both as a cause and consequence of insulin resistance, nerve cells critical for memory and cognitive function get damaged and destroyed. Cheese and butter are also on the limit or avoid list. Similar to red meat, cheese and butter are also high in saturated fat and can contribute to insulin resistance. Processed and fast foods are another category of foods to avoid. When heated, they can form nitrosamines that, when given experimentally to animals in low amounts, cumulatively have been found to cause cognitive impairment. Heating processed foods can also promote the formation of advanced glycation end products. These can cross-link to proteins, lipids, and DNA, altering their function. They can also cause oxidative stress and inflammation. Pastries and sweets are the final category to reduce or avoid. With their sugars and fats, they can increase the risk of diabetes and hypertension, which in turn can damage small arteries in the brain and affect blood flow, and damage the brain's blood vessels and can play a role in developing Alzheimer's. So there you have it, the daily 7 foods you should eat every day to reduce your risk of dementia and improve your brain health, and the foods you should avoid to keep mentally sharp. If you want more information about nutrition and lifestyle strategies for brain health, you can check out my website, drsharonberquist.com, to download a free brain health challenge. If you have questions or comments, please let me know. You can find me on Instagram at Dr. Sharon Berquist or LinkedIn. I hope you found this information helpful. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends. The Whole Health Cure is brought to you by Emory Lifestyle Medicine and Wellness and is copyrighted by Emory University. Until next time, do something to help improve your whole health naturally.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.